Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
It's 9:49 and time for us to get right to our opening commodity market report this morning with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 5.18¾, up 1¼ on the open. September 5.26, up 1½. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 4.31¾, up 5½ on the open. September, 4.45½, up 5½. December, 4.63, up 6½. March, 4.75½, up 3¾ on the open. July corn opened at 2.54¾, up 1/4 on the open. September, 2.67, up 1½. December, 2.80¾, up 2. March, 2.88¾, up 1/2. July, 3.01½, up 1/2. On the open. July oats open at 196¼, up 1/4 on the open. September, 194 down 1. July beans opened at 584½, up 2 on the open. August, 591½, up 2¾. September, 596½, up 2¼. November, 607, up 1. January, 616½, up 2¼ on the open. July soybean meal opened at 173.10, up 90 on the open. August, 174.70, up 80. July soybean oil opened at 25.13, up 21 on the open. August, 25.28, up 18. At the Merck, May feeders opened at 103.40, up 2½ on the open. August, 106.70, unchanged. September, 106.25, down 5 on the open. June live cattle opened at 77.45, up 12½ on the open. August, 78.85, up 17½. June lean hogs opened at 66.90, down 62½ on the open. July, 66.15, down 82½. August, 65 even, down 40. October, 56.40, down 30 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is our spring AM 580 fund drive, and we thank those agricultural supporters who have already given. Thus far, we've received more than $44,000 in support of our radio service. That's a great start to today's goal of $50,000. Now we're asking our agricultural listeners to help keep program quality high. Your support is the largest and most important source of funding for AM 580, and by giving a gift of $40 today, you can keep programs like the Opening Market Report on the air serving your agricultural needs. Do your part by calling with your $40 gift right now at 217-244-9455 or give online at our secure website, willpledge.org. And when you make your gift, some of our agricultural business partners will add to its value. But before we talk about that, Rita, I want to have you talk about the overall goal for this morning and exactly where we stand.
Well, we started this morning with trying to get a goal of $50,000 on our tote board by the end of the day, and we're at $44,000 right now. So we could use a little help from our agricultural friends, as well as others who are listening to the station. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Place a value on what you hear on WILL. How does it help you possibly make some good decisions, as Dave said? Maybe that is a $100 pledge. What do you think, Dave?
That's a typical number that Todd Gleason and I like, the $100 bill.
It's got a nice round sound, you know.
$100 bill.
Yeah. And should we tell them about the challenge we've got going?
We should tell them about both challenges,
yes.
Rita.
Well, right now, first off the bat, we are working on a challenge from a caller in Champaign who will add $400 to our pledge total if we can encourage 30 people to call with their pledge of support this morning before the end of morning edition. And so far we have about 21 calls in on that challenge, Dave, and we'd like to clean up those last nine here real quick and capture that $400. In the meantime, a couple of very good friends of Ag Broadcasting, Farm Credit Services and AgriGold Hybrids, are planning to offer $5 each for every pledge that we receive at the $40 level or above in support of ag programs. And they'll go up to 10 or up to 100 pledges. So that will be $1,000.
Wow.
That they will add to our pledge total if we can fill that sheet with supporters of ag programming. 217-244-9455 is the number to call, or if you're listening online to catch up on what the market's doing, you can make your contribution at willpledge.org.
Just nine calls to go to meet that $400 challenge. Be the next to call at 217-244-9455. And again, $40 will get that challenge going. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
What do people over your way have to say about AM 580 agriculture?
Well, Dave, we're always excited over here. The farmers love it when they're, especially this week or the weeks in the spring and the fall when they're in the field and on their tractors, they love to hear the updates. They love to hear what's going on in the market, and they love to hear why when they can't be near their own DTNs or computers to look at that stuff. And we offer great service with a lot of things out there besides all the extra meetings and everything that's available, especially the big meeting at the Beef House, Dave.
You got your podcasts. You've got your AM 580 Agricultural Letter. You got your AM 580 Agricultural Outlook meetings, all extra value to what we do on the air each and every day of the week. In fact, we come to you 6 days a week, 217-244-9455. The number to call with your $40 pledge. Help us make that challenge. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. And let's talk about the markets a little bit, Wayne. We see wheat to the upside today. Is that off what we saw yesterday's report saying?
Well, of course, you know, the crop rating is dropping 6%. Sure, we're very instrumental, and a lot of the feeling that that was going to happen was built in the market yesterday and, of course, followed through today. Large fund buying, of course, we are sitting at record highs as far as open interest, and the open interest increase did not decrease on the buying, so it meant it was new longs, new positions coming into the market, too. So, you know, new contract highs on Monday. Open interest going up 15,019 contracts yesterday.
New contract highest to do July. Wheat's new contract at the Board of Trade now 433. How much more upside potential does this market have? It's gone up like a rocket since April 28th.
I'll tell you, you know, that we've got some mixed feelings here. It's because the soft red wheat, there really is quite a bit of soft red wheat. And yesterday at the Gulf, we dropped 16 cents as far as the bid down there. We went from 10 over to 6 under here this morning that way. The hard red wheat, there's a lot of fundamentals for it to go up, and we just seem to be following it. So it's sort of a question mark how long the soft red is going to stay a follower and keep pace with Kansas City.
Stay right there for a minute, Wayne. I want to check with Rita and see how we're doing on our pledge and challenge numbers this morning.
Well, it looks like we have 23, possibly 24 calls in on our big challenge for $400 to hear from 30 callers this morning. Remember when you call in this morning if with your pledge to let the volunteer know that you are an ag programming fan so that we can count you in on the other challenge from Farm Credit Services and AgriGold.
Your $40 pledge right now will help us meet that challenge. Six calls to go now, 217-244-9455. Remember, that $40 level will help us make that challenge. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express all accepted. Why, Wayne, has the strength we've seen in wheat not really translated all that much over into the corn market today? It's been on both sides.
Well, I think the corn market has got up to levels here where we need to see some weather problems arise. You know, we are talking, there are a few of the weather watches out there. Global weather, I think, is hinting towards a possibility of dryness creeping into the western Corn Belt. But, you know, we do have some showers forecast for this week and in the middle of next week that way. I think, you know, we did see some very good planting progress going along. You know, my area is, you know, Indiana is probably one of the worst states around as far as catching up and having some good conditions as far as the corn crop goes. So the rest of the place is looking pretty good on what we're looking at there. And, you know, we've done very well in export business and everything now, but just sort of a little bit of lull, wait and see what some of the outcome is as far as weather.
By all accounts, we should see Indiana well on its way in the corn planting by the end of the week, though, wouldn't you say?
Well, you know, we're just getting out there today in our area. We thought we could go yesterday. We were wrong. It just was a little bit too wet. And I know east of here, we've got some of our customers talked this morning, said they're not going to be able to go till tomorrow afternoon. So, you know, we're going to make progress. We're going to make progress. But, you know, it isn't going to go quite as fast as everybody in Chicago thinks.
Yesterday on the December daily chart, Wayne, we came very close to filling the bottom side of a gap left over after USDA's report from May, and it looks like this morning we might have even filled that gap to the downside, and we're touching on the 20-day moving average. Technically, what are you looking for here?
Well, you know, basically with that gap filled, it, if we come in and find some support, the outside market's being very positive, we'll probably hang in here to push back up a little bit, Dave. You know, we look, as long as wheat holds together, we don't look for a very weak close in the corn.
Let's go back out to Rita. Just hold there for a second, Wayne. How are we doing on that challenge?
Well, we only need about four more calls to make our challenge for 30 callers for $400. And we'd like to say thank you to Chuck Borgmeyer, who called in from Carlisle, Indiana, and said he supported ag programming, and he's going to take a bite out of those two fine underwriters' offer.
Yeah, very good. 217-244-9455, the number to call. Just four calls away from reaching the challenge for $400. Your $40 pledge right now at 217-244-9455 will help us clinch that challenge. And again, we accept American Express, MasterCard, Visa, and Discover Card. Call now at 217-244-9455. Help us to make that challenge. Wayne, when we look at the soybeans this morning, we see some strength after a number of sessions that have been to the downside. In fact, it's been about a week or so to the downside. Is what we're seeing today based on the planting progress from yesterday?
Well, actually, the planting progress come along in pretty good, Dave. You know, it's on the high end of what they were looking for, so that's a good thing coming in there. I think possibly the disruptions we've seen in South America, probably the dollar being a little lower in the course of the metals and the crude oil and the energies, and the bean oil seems to be pulling on up the soy complex. Along with that, we seem to have a mentality that bean oil is an energy because it's used in soy diesel. Even if we don't have enough plants out there to use that much of it yet, it does seem to follow along and have that bean oil is sort of like pork bellies used to be. It's an enthusiastic thing to trade now, along with energies being higher.
The November bean numbers now at 609 3/4, up 3 3/4 on the day, has been as low as 607 today. How important, in your mind, is it to hold the line at that February 603.5? In other words, if we invade that, do we open to the downside? And if so, how much?
Well, I think that basically, as we look at it, Dave, the 3.5 is a big number there in one respect, but the $6 itself is a much bigger number. And I think that's the one that the world is looking at, and staying above that is very important.
$6.75 from 17 April, and there's a chart gap at that point, too. I suppose if we fill that gap, you could go all the way back down to that November 28th, 575.5 over time.
That's very true, Dave, and I think that that's why it's more important to stay above just the $6 mark before we try to go into that gap.
In just a minute, we'll ask you what your recommendations to producers are, but I do want to go back out to Rita in Pledge Central and see how we're doing.
We just need two more calls, Dave, to meet this challenge for $400 from our caller in Champaign. And our station manager, Jay Pierce, always says that as long as the program's still running, it's still 9 o'clock.
217-244-9455 is the number to call. And we just need two more calls at that $40 level. And there's phone number one ringing right now. You can be the next caller at 217-244-9455. Put us over the top with your $40 challenge. Help us meet that $400 challenge. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Wayne, your recommendations for producers who are selling these days?
For selling today, today is a day probably to watch a little bit. We do have the possibility of some drier weather creeping into the west here now, so we're not pushing our corn sales any further at this point in time. The beans, like I say, they're rallying up because of the energies and things like that. We're already the level we feel comfortable at being sold there. The wheat, it's just a matter until it detaches itself, the Chicago wheat from the other. We have been marketing a little bit of wheat going on. If you have some wheat in the field, it looks like it's doing well.
Thank you much, Wayne. Have a grand day.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. You know, a lot can happen in a single marking day at the Chicago Board of Trade, but you can count on AM 580 Agriculture to bring you the day's events, bring it into focus for you. And your contribution right now will help us maintain our 80-year commitment to agricultural programming on this radio station. Your $40 gift will make a difference. Now is the time for your call. The number is 217-244-9455 or go online at our secure web service, WILLpledge.org. One last check with Rita Schulte and Pledge Central.
31 calls, Dave. We made the challenge for 400,
tremendous.
And we'd like to say thank you to our five agricultural programming lovers who called in and made their pledge this morning to answer that call from our two underwriters, AgriGold and Farm Credit Services.
Thank you much, and thank you to our agricultural listeners for helping us make that challenge. But go to your phone and keep on calling, 217-244-9455. We still have that $50,000 goal for today to meet. And last chance I saw, we were around $44,000.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This just in from AP, former U.S. Senator and Treasury Secretary Lloyd Benson has died. And that word from family members in Houston. Of course, we'll be following that story closely as NPR as well throughout the rest of the morning and into the afternoon. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.